Good morning. It's 8:50 a.m. on, what is it? It's Wednesday the 12th. I wasn't quite ready to leave and my alarm went off at 8 o'clock this morning. But I didn't totally ignore it, so that's a plus. Get my gloves on here. Yeah, I'm still running. Okay, good. In theory, it's warmer today. It feels colder. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Probably something to do with the humidity. There's a little bit of a breeze blowing here and there. That's not helping. The dental appointment for this morning has been postponed for a week. The dentist is not able to make it to the office today. I hope he's not sick. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. What I'm mostly thinking about is all the stuff I've got to do for SIFWA. And I can't talk about any of it. So that's a problem. Maybe I need to think about something else. I started reading Epictetus, the Stoic. Charidion. I also have been reading some space opera. Somebody I never heard of. And if I didn't know better, just saying, if I did not know better, I would swear these books were written in the 50s, maybe the 60s. The melodrama is strong. This is very much space opera in the vein of horse opera, complete with cigarette smoking villains and six shooters. And, well, to be fair, there's only one six shooter, but be that as it may. Morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
One of the regulars. Somebody I haven't seen, obviously, for weeks. I didn't recognize her. Still bundled up, got a big knit cap on. Poofy coat. So, I'm not sure what I feel about it. I'm not sure how I think about it. I'm into the, what am I into? Second book? Third book, maybe? I know I finished the second book. I don't remember if I got the third book or not. I have Epictetus to read. Picked it up from Project Gutenberg. There's a... There's a new Glenn Stewart that showed up in my BookBub feed for new releases. I get a new release email from him. And I really liked the Castle Federation series. It's a very, very much military science fiction, very much. Very much Glenn Stewart. So it's kind of cool. The series has been kind of taking a back seat to everything else he's been doing. But it popped up, so I just picked it up. I haven't started it yet. Admiral's Oath, I think that's it. A lady wearing a heavy red coat and her little dog too. So morning. Little dog dressed in green. So, I had a CIFL meeting yesterday. I've got another one this afternoon. I've got two on Saturday, which is why I'm thinking so much about CIFL. I've got stuff I need to do for them. I've got business stuff I need to do for me. I need to file my estimated taxes for the last quarter. I need to fill out a bunch of forms for CIFL. They're all online and they're all tedious as hell. So, yeah, I need to just bite the bullet and do it. Few more weeks, months, really. What else am I thinking about this morning? I'm thinking about the cat. The cat has been idle since the last day of November. I need to get that book done. And the reason, I don't know, there's no good reason why it hasn't been done, other than I've just been mentally collapsed. At least most of the sidewalks are mostly clear. So that's the biggie this time of year. What a day. It's really quite pretty out here. It really is. It's it's not bitterly cold. It is below freezing, but it is not bitterly cold. There's not a wind blowing. There's sun peeking through the clouds now and again. I've got to go back. I just realized something. I'm busy looking around trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about next, and I forgot a very important feature. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Take a few weeks off, forget how to do the whole thing, this whole podcast business. Podcast business is booming. There's a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of competition for ear holes. A lot of it coming from big money. Interesting thing that came across my feed the other day was a link to either New York Times or Forbes or one of those. Whatever it was, I didn't read the whole article because it was behind a paywall, but it seems that publishers are having a second think about their social media in terms of what they require authors to do and how they evaluate authors based on really important characteristics like how many followers do they have and do they have a web page and yeah, it's like, dude, it's the same thing that happens with education. It's the same thing that happens with do you have access to education? Well, there's schools, but is there education happening inside the schools? Because the school is just the building that's supposed to facilitate an action. Podcast is just a structure that's supposed to facilitate communication. A website is just a structure to facilitate communication. If you have the structure but you don't have the communication, then why? Then you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong stuff. You're counting the wrong things. Which goes back to writing and counting the wrong things and sweating page counts and word counts. And those, I need to have word count in order to get stories, in order to produce stories that I can then sell to you guys. Or give to you guys in some cases. The cat, for example, I owe that cat story to Podium. I really need to finish it. I thought it was going to be done last year, and no, it's not. We're already into January. I have not yet reserved a slot for the cat with Karen to get it edited. Our new cat was a kitten, is now a cat. It's still locked up in the back room. And I go in and sit with them, but I've been reading instead of writing. All of November, I went in and sat with it for a couple hours every day. I wrote, because I've got the For the Words running on there. I also re-upped, so I'm good through sometime next January. Because it's totally worth it. It is totally worth it. EVE Online, I'm not sure. I'm not sure EVE Online is totally worth it. But I have sort of put EVE Online on hiatus for the time being while I fiddle about trying to put the rest of the things together, like the writing, like the walking and the talking. This is tricky footing here. Forget walking and chewing gum. It's talking and walking on the ice. And I have to sort of pay attention where my feet are going. I'm old. I really do not want to fall down. I have no idea what they're doing over here. There's a big earth mover. Oh, and the steam shovel is working too. Not exactly sure what that's all about. Across the street without breaking my neck or getting hit by somebody. So my hips are complaining this morning a little bit. I haven't really... My friends asked me if I felt better having walked yesterday. It's like, well, it's going to be a few days. I need to get back in the rhythm of it. I need to get back in the habit of it. I need to stop asking the question and just take the walk. And it takes a few days for the results to show up, for me to feel calmer, for me to feel better. Trash guy's having a bit of trouble today because there's a lot of snow at the edges of the street, and so a lot of people have not put their trash out all the way to the curb, so he has to go drag it in. I put mine out on the snow, and so he didn't have any trouble with mine. What did I say today was? Tuesday? It's not Tuesday, it's Wednesday. Wednesday the 12th. I'm sure it's the 12th. Guys, I got deadlines due, and I need to get some work done to make sure that I don't miss any more of them than I already have. So that'll be fun. I'm still being inundated by friend requests that I do not understand. Facebook has sent me easily 45 people who have sent me friend requests on Facebook. And it was a couple of exceptions. They're all either writers or writer adjacent. They're artists or editors or comic book writers or... And I'm curious as to why all of a sudden all these people start showing up. I don't get it. At any rate, it doesn't really matter. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.